Perhaps I should also add that in my undergraduate degree in early modern studies, which is broadly defined, I wrote a thesis on Menno Simons, to which the entire department was thoroughly confused. As my thesis supervisor told me afterwards, she was like, "You know, I'm really glad we showed them because we were doing this really weird thing and they all doubted us, but like, you did fine." So anyways, that's so it's nice to be in a Mennonite community after all that. Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you on this icy and snowy morning. Glad to see you made it here safely. When Mel asked me to speak this morning, I was excited to have a chance to introduce myself to all of you, but of course, I'm also fairly nervous. I'm pretty aware of my transience as a student, and at this stage in my life, it's unclear to me where to put down roots, and it always makes me anxious trying to like figure out how invested I should get in something when I don't know how long I'll actually be around. When I first started attending MFM, I would usually come late, I'd try and sit in the back, and I would run away as soon as possible without trying to make conversation. But slowly, the kindness that you have all shown me has really drawn me out of my shell, and I've made friends and started to feel like a part of this community and not just an observer on the outside. I am very grateful for you welcoming me into this community, and I'm grateful that you guys are a part of a place that is excited to bring a stranger into a fold and not to keep the lines drawn between sort of the ins and the outs. So today I'm going to share with you a little bit of my story. The passage I chose is Psalm 95, and it's one that I used to say almost daily. It has encouraged and pushed me in many circumstances. Before moving to Montreal, as Mel mentioned, I lived in Halifax, and there I was part of a pretty vibrant Anglican community. As a strange relic of the past, my very secular university had an Anglican chapel and an Anglican priest who worked as a full-time chaplain to the school. Among Anglicans, the chapel was viewed with suspicion because of its adherence to so-called antiquated traditions. In defiance of the local bishop who wanted to end the chaplaincy at the university, the chapel celebrated Antiquated Day to say that we were proud of our weird and sort of ancient traditions. The chapel was open to students of all faiths and none, and many were intrigued by the chaplain's eccentric charisma. The chaplain was affectionately referred to as Dumbledore on campus. The ancient services that took place in the chapel daily were also intriguing to many. I was one such student. Having been raised more or less an Anglican, sometimes I'm Anglican, I had attended Christian summer camp, which brought me into more of an evangelical church culture. Morning prayer was the first Anglican service I'd been to in a long time, and it begins fairly or quite near the beginning. It has Psalm 95. There is so much richness in this psalm that I can hardly do it justice in the 5 minutes I've been given, most of which has already elapsed. The psalm is important to me because it reminds me of who I am in God and pushes me to live from that conviction. It reminds me in the face of my doubts and all the destruction across the world that there is a God of love and salvation. I'm just going to read it for you. I am reading the KJV version because this is the one I'm familiar with, but I know it's not a super up-to-date version. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord God is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, O that ye would hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. I am the worshiper, reminding myself of the strength of my salvation, even when I least think it possible. I am the tiny, weak human, reminded that the whole earth is in his hands. While Australia burns and friends fall out of the sky, there is still nowhere we can go that is out of his reach. I was once 100 miles off Newfoundland in a 40-foot sailboat and was powerfully reminded that the sea is his and he made it, and I had not left his presence or love. I am reminded who made me and encouraged to worship and respect the Almighty One. I am the sheep led by the shepherd to safe pastures. However, I'm also the people in the desert. I harden my heart to God's love and refuse to hear God's voice. I try to set up tests for God and am instead greeted with love. I understand how I hurt God when I spurn his love, when I refuse to let my heart soften to it. The Almighty is a God of justice, not just of warm, fuzzy feelings. He will avenge the lack of love that we refuse to show each other and his world. It is this mix of the declarations at the beginning about the protections and the love afforded by God, and the end, which challenges us about what happens to those who spurn his love, which keeps me coming back to this psalm and why I think it was included in this daily order of worship. After reminding you of your position and your love and the love that God has for you, it then challenges you to live that out. Rereading this morning, which is why I was a little late, I realized you might be wondering what brought me to MFM after my love for the Anglican liturgy. Suffice it to say that might be subject for another meditation, but I'll say that as my faith continues to evolve, I realize that in different seasons of my life and my faith, in different seasons of my life, my faith has different needs. And the genuineness of this simple service here really spoke to me in the soft ways that I needed when I moved to Montreal. Thank you.